Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding at Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings the mucker, the source. The one has to save his friend if he's dying. One has to be matzil his friend. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'ashevoy soloi, so even though it refers to a regular Shavas Avedo, but the Gemara dashes from here, that Ashevoy soloi refers to Avedas Gufoi. If his body is being lost, so he has to do Ashova. Says the Gemara, but that's only if he doesn't have to spend money on it. What's the mocker has to spend money on it? So Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Lamedzayin, learns from here, that the same way by Hashavas Avedo, if someone has an Avedo, but he threw it on purpose, he just gave up on the money. There's no din to return it to him. That's called Aveda Midas. So if so, someone who put himself in danger, or someone is trying to commit suicide, meaning he's causing it to himself, it's Aveda Midas. You don't have to save him. Rabbi Yerucham Perlo, in Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rasag, Esen Kavches, Tafkufa in Beis, with Beis, he brings the same idea. It doesn't mention Minchas Chinuch, but he brings the same idea. And he adds to it, even though the Gemara brought another Pasuk to teach me regarding Roidif, but the fact that the Gemara did not say that, that's why we need the second Pasuk. The Gemara says, Avedas Gufa, because it says Vashevoy Soloi. So the Gemara says, why do you need another Pasuk that it says Lo Yisam Al Dam Recho? So the Gemara to tell you have to spend money on it. Why don't you tell me you need the second Pasuk for a person who's trying to kill himself? So you see from here, the Gemara understands if someone kills himself, a person who's putting himself in danger, there is no chiyu to save him. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Gittin that says over there that someone who sells himself and his children to a goyim, you don't save him. He says, even though the source to save someone from Shevi is Lo Yisam Al Adam Recho, but we don't apply that if he did it to himself. He goes on to explain, even though the Gemara there says that he sold himself three times, because the first two times is considered to be onus, because it's considered to be that he was forced to do it. But he does three times, I mean, he did it willingly. If a person does it willingly, you don't have to save him. And this really fits with the Lashon, the Messiah Sisharim, in the end of Perek Beis. The Messiah Sisharim says, there you speak about Avoitas Hashem. So the person has to try and save himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him to save himself. But if someone is not trying to save himself, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not save him. Ki hu einoy chas, if he doesn't have mercy on himself, mi yachas hu lav. It says, the Messiah Sisharim, ki ma'am mashka omu chazal, kol mishayin lo ideya osul rachim olav. Someone has no das, he doesn't protect himself, so we don't have mercy on him. Imeina nili mili. So although Masei Lishorim is speaking more about Avodas Hashem, but the same idea comes out. The person does not protect himself, so why should anybody else protect him? But Reuven Margolius and Margolius Hayam, he brings other opinions about that. He brings the Ein Eliyahu that proves something more about Metziah, that someone who has money but doesn't want to support himself is allowing himself to die from hunger. So you need to go and still support him. And he brings a mocker from the Sifri that says over there, Vashevoy Soloi, Afilu Meis Atzmoi. And he brings a Pirush over there that says, not Meis Atzmoi, but he means Afilu Meis Atzmoi. Someone who goes and kills himself, you still have to save him. And he brings the Tshuvas Maram Bar Baruch that says, that's the Pashut. If someone says, don't save me, I want to die, you still have to save him. So what's Pshat in that? So Margolius Hayam sends us to a Ritbaz that we mentioned in previous Shirim. The Ritbaz and the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin and the Perek Yud Ches. The Ritbaz there speaks about why a person cannot come to Beis Din and say, I need to get Malkus. It's not a Moed B'Knas. So why can't he say, I did something wrong, please give me Malkus. The Rambam says over there, nobody can come and admit to Beis Din, he did something wrong, get punished. Says the Ritbaz, the reason why is because there's a difference between Gufa Adam and the moment of the Adam. The body of Adam doesn't belong to him. He can't just come and be mafkirit, just say to Beis Din, punish my body, put in Malkus. Malkus is a little bit of a misa. One cannot just say, you know what, I'm allowing my body to get Malkus. You don't own your body. Says the Ritvaz, that's the difference between a body and money. A person's goof, that doesn't belong to him. But his money does. That's why a person can't come to Beis Din and say, give me Malkus. But he could come to Beis Din and say, I admit that I owe some money to somebody else. A person has rishus to do with his money whatever he wants. But his body, he doesn't have rishus. He's not a bailim on his body. And this is the chur of the Pashup Shat, based on the Mefarshim, of what the Gemara in Chulin of Tzadikav says, Rashi brings it in Chumash, that Yaakov Avinu went back for pachim ketanim, for small jars. He endangered himself to go get these pachim ketanim. Says the Gemara in Chulin, Mikan letzadikim shechavivim aleim mamoinim yoisim egufim. They appreciate their mamon more than the guf. Why? They don't steal. What's shot in this Gemara? Why would a tzaddik appreciate his chaviv on him, his money more than his guf? But one way to understand it is, the guf of a tzaddik doesn't belong to him. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't own his guf. So the fact that his guf is meshubot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is not something which is a chiddush. But his money, he's the owner of the money. He has the bailus on the money. And if he puts that to avodas Hashem, that's so much more chaviv. That's something that's his that he gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the pshat, says the Margulis Sayam, that a person, even a person who's going and trying to kill himself, you still have to save him because he can decide what to do with his own body. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shav email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.